Okay, this one is going to be for our elite members, and as a bonus, up on the website, alexjonesexposed.com, or as you may know it, 360win.weebly.com, a short little one, we told you. All right, that's all. That's all. I know it wasn't on Rogan. So that doesn't mean I don't give two wipes of my ace, hell. What? Rogan or Gordon Ryan, who he's sponsoring, whatever the fuck that means, giving more money to a guy who has got too much already. He doesn't fight once but a year. I told you. Okay? It's very simple. We're just going to get the ground rules here set for the listener. You don't tell me shit. I speak, and if you want to ignore it and stick your head in the sand to the truth, that's totally up to you, and I encourage it, really. I like a lot of dumb people out there. It gives fodder for my show. This is the Joe Rogan generation where people are proud of their dumbness. They think they know something. They get a sleeve worth of tattoos, means nothing. Smoke a lot of weed, wear tinfoil hats, and they make fun of the alternative media instead of taking it as a scholarly study like I always have since 2010, here in our 12th year in the alternative media. I told you, okay? That's all very simple. What am I talking about, you may ask? I don't give a fuck what you ask. The fuck you. Alex Jones accused of jaw-dropping scheme to hide money from Sandy Hook families. This is today, the 8th of April, 2022. Sandy Hook plaintiffs claim the InfoWars conspiracy theorist is hiding millions in shell corporations controlled by his family members. I've said this on my show at least 100 times, probably closer to 200 or 300 times. I don't even know. I've said it so much. Now, and of course I said it privately to other parties who are principals in these matters, but I'll leave their names out because I don't need to prove shit to you. Fuck you. InfoWars conspiracy theorist Alex Jones talks a lot about preparing for the apocalypse, selling his fans all manner of ways to stock their bunkers ahead of the end of the world. But now plaintiffs for Sandy Hook family suing Jones allege, hello, baby girl. Here's my baby girl. I just love you, my little cupcake. Yes. She's a good girl. Yes. Yes, my good girl. My baby comes first. My baby comes first. She's such a good little girl. Yes. Good girl. Thank you for saying hi. She's got 4 mice and 1 bird under her belt this year. Very proud of her. Yes. And she's so adorable, and she's an angel. She never does anything wrong. So she's really intelligent. And I love her. Jones alleged that he's doomsday prepped in his own business ahead of hefty legal judgments, moving money illicitly. And this is called fraudulent conveyance, actually, in the legal term, for you numbskulls who listen to Rogan all day long or any other pretender sites. Did they talk about illegal conveyance at InfoWars? No. Did they talk about it on Rogaine? No. But it's at the very center of his life. Okay? Again, please, let's not confuse you and all the people you listen to in the alternative media or even the mainstream media with actual knowing something of tangible value. But I've been talking about, I had the original guy on 10 years ago, in 2011, Ted Dog Laudmill, the attorney, who specializes in this stuff. So, leave it to you for that.